A sea slug is providing scientists with clues about how brains work. Scientists are largely mystified about what goes on inside brain cells that allows us to, the very brain cells that allow us to learn new things and remember them. Now, researchers at Columbia University have found an enzyme that appears crucial for the sea slug called aplysia. To learn simple tasks. It's also an enzyme in human cells. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
The aplysia is not an imposing creature.
It looks like a garden slug, only it's a marine slug, and much larger. The ones we use are about 3 or 4 inches long, and they go up to 2 or 3 pounds.
James Schwartz, Jimmy to his colleagues and friends, has been studying aplysia for nearly 40 years. Gardeners may hate slugs, but neurobiologists love them. That's because they're simple organisms with simple nervous systems, but they can still learn to do simple tricks. Very simple tricks. And there's one thing that makes them particularly popular with neuroscientists.
It's the size of the cells in the nervous system, which are so large you can see them with your naked eye.
Schwartz and his colleagues became interested in an enzyme called PARP1 and whether PARP1 was involved in learning. PARP1 works by modifying the physical structure of DNA inside cells. Schwartz set up an experiment where if an aplysia turned left, it would get a shock, and before long the aplysia learned not to turn left. Now, sea slugs don't really have brains. Learning is up to local nerve cells. The levels of PARP1 went up in the cells on the left side of the body as the animals learned to avoid the shock. The cells on the right side didn't change. UCLA neurobiologist David Glansman says finding a change on just one side is important.
That means that it can't just be a general stress response, that it is... That ties it more closely to the actual learning.
Glansman says finding that PARP1 plays a role in learning was unexpected.
This enzyme has been known to be involved in DNA repair, and I think more recently it's become clear that it's not only involved in DNA repair, but it also seems to play a role in gene transcription.
In other words, it seems to be turning on some other genes that are crucial for memory. Glansman says it's pretty clear that PARP1 didn't evolve specifically to improve memory. It's important for cell repair in all kinds of simple organisms. But in evolution, biological functions that help animals survive tend to keep showing up, even if their functions change through the millennia.
One of the things you learn about evolution is that once something works, evolution likes to keep it around. It doesn't like to invent new things if it doesn't absolutely have to.
According to neurobiologist Terry Walters, it shouldn't be all that surprising that a gene involved in cell repair is also involved in learning and memory. Walters is at the University of Texas Houston Medical School.
What makes memory to most of us is that it's persistent. It's some kind of adaptive change that can last for a long period of time. And that's one of the things that cellular repair had to do. These mechanisms had to make a change that would be long-lasting.
To evolutionary biologists, it's an appealing thought that an enzyme that first evolved for cell repair may now play a role in memory. And it's not just sea slug memory. Jimmy Schwartz says it took a while, but now scientists accept that sea slugs are relevant to humans.
When we first started studying aplysia, we had to defend almost every program that we were involved in, every grant that we wrote, that there was some relevance to human physiology. And it turns out that almost all of these processes are essentially almost identical.
In fact, Schwartz wouldn't be surprised if pharmaceutical companies started studying the PARP1 enzyme as an avenue to finding drugs that will improve memory. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.